From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian parliament met in closed-door session. It happened Sunday to hear reports on the deadly protest in the country and consider economic conditions that spawned the demonstrations. Authorities say most of the more than 1,000 arrested during a week of protest have been released on bail, but those believed to be main instigators are in the hands of the judiciary. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the subject of the Olympics. Meantime, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, appearing on the ABC program this week, spoke about tweets by President Trump coming back at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un about having a button on his desk to set off a nuclear attack on the U.S.
What they know is we're not letting up on the pressure. We're not going to let them go and dramatize the fact that they have a button right on their desk and that they can destroy America. We want to always remind them we can destroy you too, so be very cautious and careful with your words and what you do.
Soon-Yun Lee is a Korean studies scholar at Tufts University.
The U.S. is trying very hard to send North Korea a stern message. I think the U.S. feels a bit cornered by recent developments.
He's referring to the apparent detente between North and South Korea. The talks between the two set for tomorrow. Southeast Asia's two biggest countries, the Philippines and Indonesia, are joining forces to stop Islamic State sympathizers from crossing a porous sea border and helping violent rebel groups in deadly battles against the government in Manila. Indonesian government said in November it would support the Philippine effort to stop radical elements. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and allied militiamen advancing on the largest remaining rebel-held territory in the country's north, forcing thousands of civilians to flee toward the border with Turkey. The offensive on Idlib was expected after the defeat of the Islamic State late last year. Last week, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the main military operation against IS in Syria have ended and signaled that the focus should shift now to the al-Qaeda-linked militants. We ask University of New South Wales Mideast lecturer Anthony Billingsley if this is a new chapter in Syria's long and deadly civil war.
I think it's an inevitable step. I don't think we should be surprised by it. Assad would be wanting to regain control of as much of the country as he possibly can, and so this is a logical step. It secures his control over access to Aleppo. It also presents a bit of a challenge to the Turks, who have been demonstrating quite a bit of interest in dominating the northern part of Syria for their own interests.
Meantime, at least 23 people were killed at having a car bomb in Idlib. No group claiming responsibility. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for closure of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, saying it perpetuates issues with Palestinian refugees. His remark came days after President Trump threatened to cut U.S. aid for the Palestinians because of their angry response to his recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. That story now from VOA's Lotte Tsahok.
Palestinians and their supporters continue to hold protests against Trump's decision on Jerusalem after the U.S. president last month announced that he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Angry Palestinian leaders said they would no longer accept U.S. mediation in any talks with Israel. In response, Trump last week threatened to cut U.S. aid for the Palestinians, which amounts to about $300 million annually. The Palestinians reacted with defiance. Israel's prime minister on Sunday went even further than Trump and said the UN agency established in 1949 to support Palestinian refugees should be dismantled. Critics say that cutting funds to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees would exacerbate regional tensions, especially in Gaza, where residents already are protesting their worsening living conditions. Zlatica Tsahok, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.